Two indictments down, maybe more to come. Good afternoon, it's 4:55. I'm Noel Thomas, WVLK News. This news is a service of Office Furniture Products on Moore Drive. West Liberty State Senator Woodrow Stamper is staying tight-lipped about the eight-count indictment issued against him and a Lexington real estate agent, Robert Link, this afternoon. The indictment charging both men with conspiracy, mail fraud, and extortion was issued by the special federal grand jury that's been meeting here the last 13 months. Stamper's accused of using his influence as a state senator to affect the state's purchase of the Hidden Valley Ranch in Powell County. Link is charged with helping Stamper conspire to defraud the state. University of Kentucky President Dr. Otis Singletary announced a freeze this afternoon on all university capital construction projects, renovation, and new personnel hirings. The action will allow UK to reduce its fiscal 81 budget by $11 million as mandated by the governor. Singletary noted one positive aspect of the new austerity.
Obviously, that's going to reach a lot of people. There'll be great unhappiness. The only thing I can say about it is that at least for the year in which we are currently working, at this stage of the game, we have managed to do what we had hoped we could do. We have not cut the salaries of our people. We have not eliminated any of our employees.
Singletary maintains the budget cut has left the state's largest university in a very serious financial condition, the worst, he claims, in the school's long history. An unidentified woman was reportedly kidnapped from her southern Lexington home this morning by a man armed with a knife. Police say the victim, about 55 years old, was stabbed several times by her attacker. She's listed as stable at St. Joe's Hospital. Police say the assailant apparently waited for the woman as she was preparing to leave for work. Corroded pipes may have triggered Wednesday afternoon's explosion of a natural gas pipeline near the West Bend community of Powell County. The blast gutted two residences, leaving as many families homeless. The pipes may have corroded in the Earth's acidic shale. It's 4:57.
With cash and carry throughout the month of July. Office Furniture Product Sidewalk Sale going on now at 193 Moore Drive. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Let's do some updating on the traffic picture right now with Captain Tack. Captain?
All righty, long train now moving to the south, through the south end of town. He's going to leave you with some recovery time at Scott Broadway, Rosemont, particularly over on Waller Avenue. That's already slowed down for you. We're not reporting any injury accidents, and Road D right now looks acceptable. 59 traffic after.
A contract worth $1 million has been given to a Louisville advertising agency. Our Deborah Moore reports the object of the ad campaign will be to change Kentucky's image as a backward state.
The theme of Doe Anderson's campaign to promote Kentucky's economic development, Kentucky and Company, the state that's run like a business. And how does Brown justify spending tax dollars on ads when he's laying off and cutting corners elsewhere?
We still got to go somewhere, and playing all defense doesn't accomplish anything for the future. The problems of Kentucky long-term, for upgrading education, our road system, our health centers, all the vital programs of state government, the only way they're going to be brought up to the kind of level that all the parents want in this state and the Kentuckians want in this state is to develop our potential and income, but it's not going to give a return.
Brown said that would be like buying a car and putting no gas in it. Deborah Moore, WVLK News.
This news has been a service of Office Furniture Products on Moore Drive. Lexington weather fair tonight with a low in the upper 60s, partly sunny, warmer, a little more humid on Saturday with highs in around 90 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy, 87. ABC is next.
The Information Network. I'm Bob Schmidt.
And I'm Noel Thomas. Acting Metro Police Chief John McFadden is promising a speedy report on the June 14th police job walkout. McFadden says those officers who staged that Saturday sick out, if found guilty of abusing the sick leave policy, could receive counseling or be charged a day's wages. Lexington weather, fair skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s, partly sunny, warmer, and more humid on Saturday with a high in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, but more likely, though, on Sunday. In Richmond right now, 86 degrees. Lexington, partly cloudy, 87 at 5:05.